my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. A tripartite, if you will, directive from Christ to Peter, a command reflecting in a strange way Peter's threefold denial of Christ before the cock crows. A strong statement of law, which sets forth for Peter, for St. Timothy, for St. Titus, and for you, candidates and vicars elect, seminarians aspiring to the pastoral office, the very shape of the pastoral ministry itself. Feed my lambs. Who raising lambs, either for food or show, would feed them potato chips or Snickers bars? Who would inject them with an untested wicked growth hormone that would stunt their growth? Who would give them polluted water to drink? No, this is not the conduct which that command, feed my lambs, comprehends. Rather, feed my lambs refers to giving them that food which God Himself intends for them to have, the true, pure, good diet of unadulterated, nourishing gospel and the life-giving sacraments. Tend my sheep. Who, herding sheep, would leave the gates open to the wolves? Who would lead the sheep over the hill, over the cliff to their own destruction? Who would allow the sheep to become ill and then simply ignore them? Who would allow the sheep to butt heads repeatedly unto their own deaths? Who would let the sheep just wander off alone? No, the shepherd, the good shepherd, tending the sheep, keeps those sheep within the confines of the pasture, the church, through the preaching of the pure gospel and the right administration of baptism, holy absolution, and Eucharist. Feed my sheep, even as little lambs grow in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and become sheep, they still need feeding and tending. How many little lambs have been lost as they've moved from lambhood to sheephood for lack of proper feeding? Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Your duties, and indeed your privileges as the future pastors of the church. You will often fail at those duties. You will mistakenly speak false doctrine. Some of your sermons will be lousy. You will omit portions of the words of institution as you are thinking about the afternoon football game. Some of you perhaps have already done some of these things in your student years, although hopefully not with the words of institution. Welcome to the crowd of fallible human under shepherds. You see, Christ didn't say to Peter, here are your lambs, feed your lambs, tend your sheep, feed your sheep. No, Christ said to Peter, feed my lambs, tend my sheep. Feed my sheep. The lambs and the sheep are not yours. They are His. They are merely entrusted to you for feeding and care. And that is good news, because no matter how badly you might mess things up in your pastoral ministry, they remain His sheep, His lambs, and even your worst efforts will be used by the chief shepherd for his lamb's good. Let's be honest and realistic. You will be tempted by Satan himself not to feed your lambs and not to tend your sheep. How much easier it is to let someone continue in sin rather than properly applying law and gospel and risking an ugly confrontation in the parish. How much simpler it is simply to ignore false doctrine for the sake of superficial harmony. How less troublesome it is simply to brush off those advocating Yankee Stadium type ecumenism. Well, everyone can have his or her own opinion. Tending the flock will most certainly involve entering into conflict for the sake of the gospel. Conflict with no one less than the devil himself. Never forget that the devil can become incarnate as well, and people can be possessed to the point that they do his work within a congregation. There is such a thing as blessed subtraction as those hardened into the devil's instruments leave a congregation. If you're having a hard time understanding this, you can always stay around for another year and take my elective on feeding and tending the sheep. Fortunately, most of your work of feeding the lambs and tending the sheep and feeding the sheep themselves will be very joyful. For in the pure gospel, holy absolution, holy baptism, the holy meal, you have the stuff of life itself. The one who says, "Feed my lambs," is himself the Lamb of God, the food of life. You yourselves have been fed with this lamb. You will continue to be fed with this lamb. So therefore, you can literally hand over to the sheep in your fold the lamb which was once delivered to you. Paradidomi, in the words of St. Paul. Before Jesus says to Peter, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep," he does a most interesting thing. He directs Peter and the disciples to draw a catch of fish up onto the beach. And Jesus takes fish and bread and cooks breakfast and feeds Peter and feeds the other disciples. You see, it is only as Jesus himself fed Peter that Peter was able to feed the Lord's lambs. Feed the lambs, tend the flock, feed the hungry sheep. It's not easy. You can't do it in and of yourselves. There will be times when you will cry out, "Why, O Lord, why have you put me in this holy office, in this place? I'm about to burst. I can't stand it." And yet, through his means of grace, you will be tended and your people will be tended. And the tending will bear them through their crosses, even as that tending from the chief shepherd bears you through your own crosses, unique to the pastoral ministry. We all know a favorite hymn, "Have No Fear, Little Flock." But changing it just a bit, it might sound like this. "Have no fear, little shepherds. Have no fear, little shepherds. For the Father has chosen to give you the divine food, his Son Jesus Christ, so that you may feed your flock with that food which nourishes and sustains Christ himself." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.